My name is Laura Vandenberg. I'm a novelist, and I'm going to read the opening pages of a short story called Carolina, which I wrote at Civitella. Carolina. I first saw Carolina outside the Sumesa, on the corner of Avenida Oaxaca and Álvaro Obregón. She was smoking a stubby cigarette, a sled-like backpack hitched to her shoulders. I stopped short on the street corner, felt my heart hitch in my chest. Could it be? The second time was by a bus stop. The third time was in Parque Mexico, late at night. I was tracing the serpentine paths back to my hotel in Condesa after a work dinner in Roma Sur, when I came upon Carolina asleep on a park bench by the dog run, squeezing her giant backpack like a lover. It was only when I saw her in the dark that I was sure. Carolina was my brother's ex-wife. They had divorced 5 years ago in Seattle. Before all that, she went missing for 15 days, a period of time still marked by dread and shame. I had decided to walk back to my hotel because I was having trouble sleeping, and a long walk before bed, imagining the alertness being drained from my body one step at a time, seemed like a preemptive strike against insomnia. In Parque Mexico, the dog run was empty except for a young man throwing a tennis ball for a German shepherd. The owner was wearing sunglasses despite the hour. I was just past the run, in the thick green center of the park, when I came upon her. The city was 4 months past the earthquake, the most devastating to strike since the 80s. The moment I heard the news, I called my friend in the conservation department of the National Museum of Anthropology. He and his family were safe, though a residential building in their neighborhood had collapsed and 32 people had lost their lives. At home in Miami, as I watched the death toll tick up on my laptop, it had never occurred to me that Carolina had been in danger here, too. The man in sunglasses leashed the German Shepherd and left the run. He whistled. The dog carried the tennis ball in his mouth. I wonder where they had been when the earth started to thrash under their feet, if they had been afraid. I knelt by the bench. I touched Carolina's cheek. Her skin was sticky and cool. I grasped her shoulder. I willed her to open her eyes, but she seemed to be fast asleep. Carolina, I said. My voice jolted her into the waking world. She stared, unblinking, hardly breathing, it seemed, and then her mouth yawned open, exposing the sheen of molars, and she screamed. I fell backwards as though shoved, my palms pressed to the concrete path. Carolina, I said again, but she leapt to her feet and ran away, knees high, her giant backpack upright in her arms. I watched as she rounded a bend and disappeared into the night. A moment later, the man with the German Shepherd burst through the darkness, coming from the opposite direction as the one Carolina had gone in. He rushed to my side. He took me by the arm and helped me up. "Are you all right?" he asked in Spanish. I heard a scream. Were you attacked? Had I been attacked? It nearly felt that way. I was conversationally fluent in all the Romance languages, as this was important for my work in art restoration, so I lied and told the man that I had fallen, tripped over something in the dark. He nodded and released my arm. I noticed him looking around as though searching for whatever it was I had tripped over. His sunglasses were crooked on his face. The German Shepherd paced a circle around me, full of suspicion, I couldn't help but think, and then dropped the tennis ball at my feet.